Ukraine security issue.
107 children have been killed in Ukraine since the start of the Russian invasion, President Volodymyr Zelensky said in an emphatic video address to the Italian parliament. Over the past day, the Russian invaders shelled a children's hospital in Severodonetsk, east of Ukraine. Rescuers promptly evacuated 7 children and 15 adults, President Volodymyr Zelensky said. More than a week ago, I spoke to public rallies in Florence and dozens of other European cities. I asked all Italians and other Europeans to remember 79, the number of children killed in Ukraine by then. Now it's 117, another 38 children, and the number will grow as long as tougher sanctions against Russia are delayed. 117 children, thousands of killed and injured adults, tens of thousands of broken families, hundreds of thousands of ruined lives, millions of abandoned homes. And it all came from one man, said President Zelensky. After repeatedly failed attempts to seize Kiev and several other major cities, the Russian troops are largely regrouping at the expense of fresh reinforcements while continuing to indiscriminately shell and bomb civilians. According to the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces, having lost their offensive potential, the Russian forces are pulling reserves from the country's remoter regions to Ukraine's borders. Due to massive casualties, the scheduled discharge of officers and signs and surgeons has been suspended across Russia. Also, Russia's military political leadership is making aggressive propaganda force, promoting the idea of the need of the Belarusian military to invade Ukraine. Based on intelligence reports, the enemy is expected to continue insidious missile bomb and artillery strikes on Ukraine's critical infrastructure, using jet artillery, aircraft, high-precision weapons and indiscriminate munitions, reads the General Staff Tuesday report. President Volodymyr Zelensky is ready to discuss the issues of Donbas and Crimea with the Russian leader Vladimir Putin, but is doubtful that such a dialogue can be effective. Right at the first meeting with the president of Russia, I'm ready to raise these issues of the occupied territories. I'm sure a decision will be made, but not at this meeting, Zelensky said in a late Monday interview with Ukrainian public broadcasters and several foreign news agencies. He said that without a personal meeting with Putin, it would be impossible to understand what Russia is ready to do to stop the war, or how far it can go if Ukraine doesn't compromise. The Ukrainian president called on European governments to close their markets to Russia and withdraw their businesses from Russia. On Tuesday, he spoke to the Italian parliament asking the lawmakers to contribute to ending the Russian invasion by cutting all business ties and trade with the aggressor country. People of Italy, you know Ukrainians very well. Our people never wanted war. The Europeans like you, you know, who brought war to Ukraine. You know who gives orders and who the war propaganda comes from. Almost all of them use Italy for holidaying, so stop being a resort for the killers. Block their immovable property, bank accounts, yachts and all. Vote for sanctions against Russia for a total trade embargo starting from crude oil. Close your ports to Russian ships so they feel the cost of their aggression. There must be no exceptions from sanctions for any Russian banks. Please help us stop the killing, save Ukrainian families. This war must be stopped now. The enemy troops must leave Ukraine now, said Volodymyr Zelensky. Defense Minister Alexei Reznikov has called on the men living in the Russian-occupied parts of the Donetsk and Luhansk regions not to get involved in Russia war crimes. The Kremlin unleashed this war claiming the Russian-speaking people of Donbas needed protection from the Ukrainian Nazis. Now all you see how you are protected. You know that hundreds of people in your neighborhoods have been killed, Reznikov said, pointing to the fact that those forcefully mobilized to the Russian army and sent to fight against Ukraine as cannon fodder are not counted in the Russian statistics of casualties. They use you as disposables, and soon your killed neighbors will number thousands. The Russian protectors have razed dozens of cities and villages to the ground. The once blooming and booming Donbass is turned into a scorched desert. And it's okay with Russians. Is it okay with you? Said Oleksiy Reznikov. Ukraine has received more than 2 million iodine doses amid fears of possible accidents at the Chernobyl and Zaporizhia nuclear power plants, whose premises are currently controlled by Russian invaders, and fears of the use of nuclear weapons by Russia. That's according to Mikhail Radutsky, chairman of the Standing Committee of National Health, Medical Care and Health Insurance. Iodine is known to prevent the thyroid gland from absorbing radioactive material. At least 10,000 pharmacies are currently operating in Ukraine. There are enough medicines and medics in the country, Health Minister Viktor Leshko said in a TV interview on Tuesday. We have arranged for regular deliveries of essential drugs across pharmacy networks. In case particular medicines are unavailable in pharmacies, customers can call the Health Minister's hotline, he said.
Yeah. є можливість отримати медичну допомогу. Всі заклади охорони здоров'я працюють.
Today it is possible to receive medical aid. All medical facilities are open. But healthcare is not the same as it was before the war. It is different for objective and subjective reasons. It has been reorganized according to the wartime priorities. It operates in an entirely different mode. So first of all, medicines are supplied to hospitals in the frontline areas that treat wounded soldiers and civilians who sustain multiple injuries in Shalin, said Health Minister Viktor Leshko. As we reported earlier, at least 100 hospitals in Ukraine have been damaged since Russia began its invasion on February 24th. Health Minister Viktor Leshko reported that 7 had been destroyed completely and can be restored. 97 more were damaged by shelling and bombardment. At the same time, the healthcare system is totally operational.